Greetings in Jesus' name on this 25th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently around 20 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, with beautiful sunny skies. 6:35 a.m., and we rejoice in the privilege of being able to come back to the radio mic and update you on what our great God continues to accomplish here in this wonderful state of Maine. I hope you had great services last night. We certainly did, and are grateful to the Lord for how He helped us and encouraged us. We had full attendance, and I preached on really two thoughts last night, riches and counsel. I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs, and there's very few context of scriptures. So we're just preaching on great Bible truths that propel us along. And last night, we were on that great truth of riches. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. And then there is safety in the multitude of counselors. And it was an encouragement to be able to come together and to be a part of all that God is doing in our local assembly. Today, we're busy about the Father's business, spending time alone with the Lord. I've already taught on the internet this morning at 5:58 a.m. and then going down to teach the Bible class again and construction projects today. And then tonight, we have our first Marriage Matters. And many are doing that in the South, or Brother Doug Raines' church is doing that, and many other churches are being a part of that. But tonight's our first one, and we would covet your prayers at the 6 o'clock hour, that God would bless our time together, and that our marriages would be strengthened for the glory of God. In your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me in Nehemiah chapter number 1 and verse number 3, especially verse number 4. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, this speaking of Nehemiah, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. What he had heard was overwhelming. The Bible teaches us that he had heard that the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and great reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And he heard this. And when he heard this, it was an overwhelming thought. The city is being destroyed. The captivity has taken hold. Some 70 years have passed. What are we going to do? And in this time when Nehemiah was overwhelmed, he went to God in prayer. And I believe this is teaching us a great, great Bible truth, that when we're overwhelmed, we can go to God in prayer. I'm praying today that God would speak to our hearts about the overwhelming thought here, that when we are overwhelmed, that we can pray. Nehemiah was a man that was marked by prayer. And I want us to notice the different components of this. As he heard these words, he was affected by it. The Bible says that he sat down and he wept and mourned certain days. It wasn't just something that was casual to Nehemiah, but it was something that troubled him. And I want to ask all of us today, are we troubled at the condition of our country? Are we troubled at the condition of families? Are we troubled at the condition of local churches where attendance is at an all-time low? Are we troubled with the thoughts that our Sunday school classes are not growing? And are we troubled at the fact that no longer do we have Bible school and kids come and we're not able to reach our neighbors with the gospel? It's time that we seek the Lord and pray. He sat down, he wept, he mourned certain days, and then coupled with that, he fasted, and he prayed before the God of heaven. And as he began to pray, he said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. His prayer started out with a great fear of God. He realized that he was praying to the Lord God of heaven, who is a great and a terrible God. He realized he was praying to a covenant-keeping God and a God of mercy. And he, as he began to pray, he simply said this, let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant. Nehemiah was passionately seeking God about the condition of his land. Dear friend, today, when Nehemiah was overwhelmed, he sought God. When we're overwhelmed, let's seek God. And let's continue to trust Him to do that only He can do. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.